and anything that you would, any kinds of the squash family?
All kinds of squash. We usually grew those round white ones. I notice now all you can get in the market is the little crooked neck squash. But the squash is so good, fixed different ways. You can slice them and fry them, and they're as good as eggplant.
Did you ever remember drinking water from a something that resembles a squash?
A gourd, sure. We'd raise gourds, and you'd cut the top of the gourd off and scrape them. They were full of seed. You would scrape them, let them dry. And a long time ago, many people used them for dippers. You see,
have a handle on
them? Oh yes, the gourd would have a handle about this long, and they'd be different shapes, but usually they'd be about like a big grapefruit, a little bigger, and you just cut the top off, you see, and it makes a good dipper. And at that time, all of us had wells. We didn't have waterworks. The first waterworks, we called it, that came into town was Chickasaw College and the two banks. And I don't remember, I think Grandpa was one of the first ones to have his own. We didn't have any in town. And he got a 1,500 gallon tank. And they had a well that they pumped that tank full of water, and then they could use it up in their house. He had enough for their big house, and we lived in a smaller house right by them. And that big old tank would furnish both houses.
Was that big?
Uh-huh.
And when you would have, when you would carry water before the tank, what was water kept in?
Water buckets. It was cedar lined. You just had to have a certain kind of a water bucket, and with the brass rings around it. Haven't you ever seen a water bucket?
I was wondering, you mean you had to have a certain kind for fashion or for taste? The cedar would...
I'm not sure what it was, but ever since I can remember, you had a cedar water bucket with the brass bands. Then you had a dipper, and the whole family used to use that dipper and drink out of that water, you see. And then we'd have the pitchers and wash basins, like you've seen in antiques. But we'd have them to bathe our face. And
I see. What would you keep milk in? The same?
We kept them in pitchers and buckets. What kind of buckets? I guess it was galvanized buckets. Or it may, I don't know. But we kept most of ours in pitchers that we didn't put down in the well.
I see. Mm-hmm. So the water would be in the cedar buckets, but the
milk would
might be in
pitchers most of the time.
Mm-hmm.